At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, welcome into a rainy Thursday. News Talk 8.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
WCCO NFL draft night, Minnesota Wild hockey playoff game night on The Good Neighbor. I want to start with the NFL draft because Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, his job is on the line tonight. And I'm not joking when I say that. His job is on the line tonight. The 2025 NFL draft, Kwesi has to show and prove that he is the guy that should be leading this operation in the front office for years to come. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the reason why he hasn't gotten the contract extension is because he hasn't shown the ability to draft well. The coach that he selected, Kevin O'Connell, got his extension back in, what was it, February? So he's been locked and loaded for months. And the speculation was, or the thought was that the guy that hired him, the GM of the Minnesota Vikings, that he would eventually get his contract extension in the coming days and weeks, and now it's become months. And that is the reason why, in my opinion, is that he has not proven himself in the NFL draft. Quite frankly, he has drafted horribly. It's not been good. And I know it's gotten a little bit better from the first draft. It hasn't gone that great, though. And the reason why you got to put the emphasis on drafting well, because I know the natural comeback, because people have said it to me all this year or this past year. Look at what he did in free agency last year. Look at all the guys that he grabbed in free agency. To me, you must be able to draft well to keep your job versus being really good at getting free agents. And there's a specific reason why. When you are able to draft well, you're laying the foundation for how well your organization's going to be for many years to come. And economically, you're proving that you can do it relatively cheap. And that is what is needed to be able to draft great players and be able to do it without having to spend all of your money up front on free agents. I would rather have a GM in any sport that is able to draft good players versus go grab good players in free agency. In my opinion, we can sit here and we can talk about what the Minnesota Vikings did in free agency last summer, but this is the reality of it. It doesn't take a genius to be able to go out and spend money. If you've got a lot of money to spend, you have to be one of the worst individuals on earth to spend bad money and you're a GM of a team. If you are a GM of a team and you can't get that done correctly, then yeah, you really shouldn't be in that spot. So to me, it takes more talent. It takes more savviness, more research. It's harder to draft players. It's much easier to just go ahead and cut the check and get a guy. And I know that he got some guys that maybe weren't the headline type guys. And I give him credit for that. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm not going to give him any credit for doing well in free agency. But that's not the basis for why you have your damn job. The reason why you have your job is because you need to be able to draft well. Like, with all due respect, when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and they did a great job the last, what, 3-4 years with drafting and in free agency, it doesn't take a genius to say, you know what, we got money, let's cut a check to Saquon Barkley. We all know that Saquon Barkley is good. Like, seriously, that's not breaking news. He's legit. He's really, really good. So that's not a shocker, right? Where you give the Eagles organization credit is when they see something in Jalen Hurts, who people didn't view as a first-round pick or a high pick, and that guy becomes the guy. That's where you get a lot of credit. So to me, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, yeah, you're in the spotlight tonight, buddy. Maybe not just tonight because of the first-round pick that you have at pick 20, we're on the clock at 24, right? You've only got 4 picks in this draft. And this is the deal. People are speculating, talking about, well, maybe he'll slide back and try to accumulate more stuff. The reality is, though, Josh, he put himself in that position because of mistakes that have been made.
Yeah.
Now he's had to give up things to try to acquire things. Jordan Addison acquiring him a couple of years ago, that one to me is like, it's not, it didn't take a rocket scientist to know that Jordan Addison's a pretty good wide receiver. Yeah. But also with that being said, he's had some off the field stuff and he's been a little bit inconsistent. So as much as people look and say, well, yeah, that's a really good pick he made, not a slam dunk for me.
I also think the sample size isn't big enough yet for Jordan Addison. I think there's still.
It's 2 years.
I mean, that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
But you see some players that develop over a few years and you see some people that are just boom right out of the gate. So,
and he's been good. No, I'm not saying that Jordan Addison's not been good.
I know.
But he was a first-round pick. Yeah. I expect first-round picks to be good.
Yep.
I think that everybody out there should expect first-round picks to be good. But people out there that are listening, Vikings fans, on NFL draft night, 651-461-9226. Do you agree with me? Do you think that Kwesi, his job is on the line with this NFL draft? And not only am I saying that his job is on the line, I am emphatically saying it should be. It should be. It should be. That's the reason why he hasn't got the extension. The Kyle Hamilton draft, where he went back and looked at Lewis Seen, it sucks that he got hurt over in London. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was as bad of a draft in an opening statement that you could make as a GM.
Yeah.
Booth Jr. did not, I mean, that was just a bust of a pick.
Yep.
So when you look at it, man, I feel like his job is on the line and it should be on the line. How else do we frame him not getting a contract extension at this point?
I just think it's weird saying this about a team that's gotten to the playoffs with the success that we had last year, but I can see where the divide is between the front office and the actual people on the field. So, and that's kind of what we're seeing is this is kind of the swing or miss moment for Kwesi. And I don't know if not Kwesi, then who? That's, I guess, my rebuttal to this. If they decide to, you know, if this does not go well for Kwesi, what else is out there then?
Okay. This is my comeback to that.
Okay.
There's always good GMs out there.
Okay.
And whenever people say, if not this coach, then who? You know what? When we talk about coaching, there's always good coaches out there.
Yes.
But you can find good coaches. It's not like there's only 24, 25, 30, 50 good coaches. There are good coaches across the board. There's, you know what? If a Hall of Fame basketball coach in college basketball says, I'm done with recruiting, this NIL is too much for me, I'm going to go ahead and retire, you know what? There's another good coach out there that you can bring into the mix. in the National Football League, in the NBA, in all of the sports, there's always somebody lurking in the weeds waiting. Your reaction, your thoughts, 651-461-9226. We'll get to that next year. All right, the text line weighing in about Kwesi from the 651. He got JJ last year. Kyrie Jackson, clearly, you know, rest in peace, he says. That was just such a tragic situation. We got Will R., the kicker, as well. In only four picks this year, get the best available. His job is not on the line. He says, nice free agency, too. Big-time players have proven ability to help O-line. Vikes will be good, in my opinion. Cheers, Henry. Well, cheers to you as well. But this is the comeback that I will say to you on the text line. I disagree that his job isn't on the line because clearly he doesn't have a contract extension. Like, at this particular point, he's a lame duck GM. So there's something that the Will family, they want to see. We can never make an assessment about him drafting Kyrie Jackson because, unfortunately, Kyrie Jackson is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
The assessment on JJ, we can't make it until JJ gets out on the field and he plays.
Yep.
So, and Will, if you're saying give him a contract extension because he got a good kicker, no, I don't think we're doing that. And the reason why they only have four picks, Texter, is because of him. He's had to trade away picks to do things. And look, Dallas Turner, I like Dallas Turner. I think that that's a come up there. But I think the overarching point, though, is tell me definitively all of the wins that Kwesi has had for him to get the extension. You cannot base longevity in terms of being an executive based on free agency. If you can't draft, because remember now, drafting is the foundation for your organization.
Mm-hmm.
That is the lifeblood of your organization. Every single year, having to do free agency, that doesn't get it for me. It doesn't.
Yeah, that's kind of where the money making goes on in the NFL. There's a reason they put a lot of their horses behind the NFL draft because this is springing new stardom into that next level of football, and that's kind of why this is such a big moment for this organization and many organizations.
Let me ask you this. I'm gonna ask you a few questions about a few teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ready to respond?
Oh yeah.
And I hope the Texans are listening. The Philadelphia Eagles, mm-hmm. the Super Bowl champions.
Yep.
Have they drafted well recently?
Not
absolutely.
They've terrible.
Killed it. They've killed guys that they just drafted last year were productive in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How about the Kansas City Chiefs?
There's no question about that. Yeah.
How about the Buffalo Bills?
They've also done pretty well.
How about the Washington Commanders?
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's start with their quarterback.
Yeah. So that's a yes. How about the Detroit Lions?
Mm. Big they splash.
Have, yeah. They have crushed it.
Yep.
And then the last one that I'll mention is, how about the Baltimore Ravens? They always draft well.
Yeah.
So those teams are drafting 27 through 32 tonight. Those teams have the final six picks of the first round. Bottom line is this. When you draft extremely well,
mm-hmm.
you are setting yourself up for years to come. The one thing you don't want to be, and I get it, everybody's got to start somewhere, right? But you don't want to be a one-hit wonder. That's not what you want to be. You want to have longevity. You want to be grounded and have a really good foundation for how good your franchise is going to be. Now, the kicker to this is that if the Vikings hit on J.J. McCarthy and he's really good, then they'll be set.
Yeah.
We know, like, that's the foundation. Like, if you get a franchise quarterback and all the other things are going to line up for you, I believe.
Yeah.
It's easier to attract people to your team because of the quarterback. But now, let's not get it twisted. If J.J.'s not the real deal, I don't think that Kwesi's drafting another quarterback.
Yeah, but are we going to know We won't fast forward 1 year from now.
It's going to take a few years to understand that.
Yeah, like even if JJ has a full healthy year, we're not going to have that answer by April of next year.
You have to look when it comes to making assessments for a quarterback.
Yeah.
On how good they're going to be, you can't even really make that determination based on the first contract.
Correct.
Like you've got to figure that out a little bit later than that.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough for Kwesi. It's tough being Kwesi right now.
It is. Especially when you don't have a football background coming into this. I mean, that was kind of the big critique coming out of the gate for everybody here was this guy is a smart guy, but he's not a football smart guy. So.
And I will say this, too, about tonight's NFL draft. Do you like the fact it's just one round on the first night? I don't mind it.
To be honest, I think that's the only thing people after that everybody goes back to eating their dinner and going about
really.
Their business.
I've always been
a one round person. Like I'll throw it on as background noise on Saturday if I'm doing chores around the place or something. But I'm not going to pay much more attention.
Jason DeRussia was breaking down earlier today with me his mock drafts. He did every single pick for every single team.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
I mean, come on. Well, he's going to the fancy restaurants, and Jason's like, yeah, I might as well just go ahead and start mocking up names.
Yeah, he could be eating with Kwesi at some point.
I admire the hard work.
Yeah, his dedication.
I look at this. I'm different from you. I'm going to pay attention the entire weekend.
Yeah.
Which is 3 days.
I mean,
It's tonight, it's tomorrow, and then it's Saturday. Heck, I actually get a little bit more into it on Saturday. Because you know why? Because I'm kind of curious about who's going to go late.
Yeah, that's true. You can't count them out.
Listening audience, you guys are being hoodwinked right now. Josh is trying to make it seem like he doesn't care about Mr. Irrelevant. Josh is watching the entire weekend.
I have a Sunday show at Corzo. I got to pay attention.
He wants to know who Mr. Irrelevant is.
Yeah.
The bottom line. Don't get it twisted. This one from the 651, that texter, they followed up. Yep, J.J. got hurt. Darnold laid an egg. Detroit has sucked and drafted for years. They better be good. KLC will hopefully be locked in. Well, KLC's locked in. He got his contract extension. Mm-hmm. Your points are valid, Henry, but who will replace Kwesi? I'll take him over the others we looked at. Definitely a tough business. Just win. Skull. Like I said in the previous segment to Josh, and he asked the question, if not Kwesi, then who? There's a lot of good great football minds out there. Kwesi's not the only good person out there in terms of leading the front office.
Any that aren't doing anything right now?
I'd have to look at the names of who's available. I mean, I don't know right off the top of my head.
I mean,
The bottom line, the Detroit has sucked. Detroit has drafted well the last, 3 years?
Yeah.
They're really good right now for a reason. It's because of the new coach and the new regime.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see how things play out because both of their coordinators got snatched up and they went to new spots.
By the way,
Chicago and New York.
Ben Johnson will possibly be the guy to unlock Caleb this year. We'll see.
Oh, now you're a Caleb Williams fan? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you, baby. Yeah, I've supported Caleb, and I knew under Eberflus that he was not going to be a bumpy start. But
last time I checked, he left and went to USC.
Yeah, and how did that go?
Well, exactly. He won a Heisman Trophy there. How did it go? You tell me.
Didn't win much more than that. Didn't win much more than that.
He won a Heisman Trophy. It was a number one overall pick. All right, coming up next, is reading animals any different than reading people with regards to being a psychic? Yes. I'm going to have a psychic for the first time ever on the radio, at least on my show. Psychic Ruth Lorden. She joins me next year on the Lake Show. All right, coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Canterbury Park is the Minnesota Horse Expo. Large trade show, vendors everywhere. There's going to be a lot of people that will be there speaking. There's going to be speakers, trainers, clinicians, horse training, care, maintenance. All those things will be covered. But I'm also curious if when talking and looking at animals versus people with regards to psychics, is reading animals any different than reading people? Well, psychic Ruth Lorden, she joins us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. here on the Lake Show. Ruth, pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm so excited about the Minnesota Horse Expo.
Yeah, and we're all excited. And look, you're going to be conducting seminars tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the Horse Expo, and specifically horse speak. Learn how to communicate and hear your horse. Tell us a little bit about your seminar and kind of answer the question, is reading animals any different than reading people?
Yeah, it's because the animals, they were here first. And when I read people, and I've been doing this for 57 years, I look at the people and I project myself into them. When I work with horses and other animals, you have to sit and let them come to you. They come to you because, you know, it's a soul-to-soul connection. And I love to use photos because remember how the indigenous people said, when you do a photo, you take your soul. Well, that's true. And the horses just come through and say what they want to say. And then if you listen to them and you're polite, you can ask them questions. Mm. And when I do the seminar, I'm going to teach people how to do that. And I'm going to show my special pilot-like meditation so you get centered and focused. And, of course, people can bring their photos up to the stage and I'll do the readings too.
Now, how long have you been, because you've been a psychic essentially your entire life, how long have you been doing pet readings?
Well, when I was 3 years old, my dad used to call me his little lucky piece, because before he would go to the track, he would ask me about horses, and I would make some comment, and apparently I would be right. But I've been doing animals, I would say, at least 40 years.
Mm, that's interesting. So now, Ruth, you got me so thinking about this because I know that I've been out to Canterbury. I love going to Canterbury. I love the handicap races and this, that, the other, whatever. And I know so many people there, from Jeff Madej to Kevin Gorg and for years, Paul Allen. But the bottom line is I feel like I should know you more than them because they're handicappers and you're actually a psychic.
Well, yes, but, you know, it's kind of you have to look at the horse and see it.
Yeah.
And if they're going to win. Now, for example, about the Kentucky Derby, I am currently in love with Sandman. I'm not so sure he's going to win, but he's so cute.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you see the horse, you can feel their vibes, you feel their energy. And if you can come to one of the seminars, I'll be showing you how you can do your own handicapping in a way by looking at the horse and hearing what they have to say.
Man, that's super interesting. We're talking to Ruth Lorden here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. She'll be doing seminars at the Minnesota Horse Expo this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Doors open and begin at 9 a.m. You can go to canterburypark.com for more details and information. This event is going to draw a bunch of people. The expo typically attracts about 20,000 people over the course of the 3 days.
Well, it's amazing. I'm blown away. They have free pony rides and free carriage rides. And imagine taking your kids or your grandkids for their pony ride at the actual racetrack. That's amazing.
Mm. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm hoping the weather cooperates because there are so many events going on. The harnesses, the extreme barriers. The ladies who work with Carrera, I believe it is, it's the carryover, which I love this. During Mexican independence, there were women horseback riders that would go around the battle to distract the soldiers.
Ruth,
Hey,
Ruth, you kind of mentioned something about with regards to the Kentucky Derby, because I'm all about the Derby. I love horse racing. I'm all about the Triple Crown. But the first stop is in Kentucky at Churchill Downs next weekend. Tell me a little bit more about this premonition that you have with regards to the Derby specifically. You mentioned Sandman.
Yeah, and I also feel that I believe his name is Bill Befford. He's coming back with a venom. You know, he wants to win. And his horse, Rodriguez, should do very, very well. I also thought about it, and for the last few years, I believe, they've had long shots win.
Yes,
but
that's correct.
Year, I think it'll be more of a favorite.
More of a favorite. So go ahead.
Well, knowing that I was going to be on your show, I found the pictures of a lot of the horses, and a horse named Tappan something stuck out, but Sandman just captured my heart.
Tappan Street, that's my horse. I love Tappan Street. So you're saying I have a chance?
Well, we always have a chance. But what you can do is, and I mean this, take a picture of him and open up to it and let him talk to you soul to soul, and then ask him if he's going to win, and ask him if he can please do his best.
So you're saying I need to talk to the horse through the picture?
Yeah, well, it works, soul to soul. You look, let him talk first. Hear what he has to say to you. And I think he's telling you, I'm trying to tune in at a different level. He's worrying about your own feet because you don't take care of your feet.
Hey, let me ask you this. What is the number one question or top questions that you get each and every year when you do the seminars?
Well, this is my first year, so I'll let you know Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. We're talking to Ruth Lorden here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. And by the way, when I went to your website, RuthLorden.com, there's something that stood out to me. One of my classmates from high school knows you well, it seems like. Her name is Melissa Hall, fitness trainer and model.
Oh, sure. I love Melissa.
Yes, that's one of my classmates. We graduated from high school together back in 1991.
Well, she's now the mother of twins in a happy remarriage and doing well.
Yeah, she's doing extremely well. All right, so what are some of the key things that you may want to get into with people in the listening audience over the course of the next 3 days out at Canterbury at the expo?
Well, how to be kind to the horses. And I think it's really important to do your best that when you're riding the horses to sit right and listen to them, because they're finicky. They can get back pains. They can have problems, and they can go day to day too. And most of the horses are always having complaints about the food.
Okay. Have you been around horses your entire life?
No, and that's why I'm so good at this. No, I've done a lot of readings for like an old friend, Steve Stone, who's I helped him with the Cy Young Award. Newsweek wrote that up, and he's a broadcaster now. And he said the reason I was so good was I knew nothing about baseball, and knowing nothing about this and that, I learned as I go along. Like today, I learned when they wag their tails back and forth, they're not happy, the horses.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know nothing about that, it's pure soul to soul.
Well, you know, Steve Stone is a great name that you mentioned, and it's cool that you know him because, you know, we've all kind of, or I don't want to speak for everybody out there, but I kind of grew up on Steve Stone because of him doing the color commentating on the Chicago Cubs broadcast for so many years.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm the psychic he always talked about.
Really?
That's me. Yeah.
How's he doing nowadays?
I saw him yesterday. He's great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We're talking to Ruth Lorden. She's a fifth-generation psychic, 7 years of professional experience, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. She's going to be at the Minnesota Horse Expo, which is at Canterbury Park, for information on tickets and the schedule, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m. Go to canterburypark.com. Before I let you go, Ruth, any final tidbits that you want to give to the listening audience out there?
Well, I'm going to say that if they do come into my seminar and you mention WCCO, I just might have a little surprise for you.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, Ruth, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and thank you. And I hope to see you out at the expo.
If I can get out there, I will try to make a way. Thank you so much, Ruth.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Now, I have never, that's my first time ever talking to a psychic. Not in just get a reading.
Yeah.
Like she's talking to me about what she's going to be doing.
Animals, yeah.
You ever been to a psychic?
I've met psychics. I haven't actually, like, sat through a session, no.
I mean, hold on, text line. No, she's serious. The text line thinks it's a bit.
Oh,
hey,
it's
Henry,
not a bit. No.
Very funny bit about having a conversation with the horses. No.
Yeah, we're not horsing around.
Go to her website. Ruth Lorden, which is spelled Lordan.
Yeah.
That's her website. No, seriously.
Jordan's the GOAT of basketball and Lorden's the GOAT of horse.
And I'm not even joking with when I mentioned one of my classmates. If you go to her website, you'll see her name up there, Melissa Hall, who graduated with me in high school, fitness trainer. She's a model. She's a spokesperson. She's been, you know, doing this stuff for a long, long time, whatever. Yeah. You know, that's somebody that gets readings from her.
Love it. It's different. We like to do different things here on CCO. 6-9, baby.
I mean, a first for any. For,
I love it.
A first for everything. Right?
This isn't the Sunday Night Show with Dave Schrader. This is Lake Show.
I should have asked her some things about you.
Oh boy,
that would have made sense.
Yeah,
because we all know we need to know a little bit more about Josh Wheeler, right?
Yeah, it's maybe.
By the way,
debatable.
It was so funny a couple of days ago. You had posted a picture on Facebook, a nice picture of you and your wife.
Thanks for that.
You and your wife. And your wife looked amazing in the picture.
Yeah.
You looked brutal because you had your eyes closed.
It was 420.
And I commented on it, and it was 420. And I commented on it.
That was my first thought when you commented
that. And your wife laughed about it.
This guy thinks I'm indulging today for sure.
651-461-9226. Final segment of hour one coming up next. All right, the final thing, and thanks again to Ruth Lorden for joining us here on the show. And that was not a bit, people. She's actually a psychic. Check her out at Canterbury Park, Horse Expo. The last thing that I will say to kind of cap off my thoughts, because we'll talk to Andy Reeder at the top of the hour from the Pioneer Press about Minnesota United soccer, as well as he'll give some perspective on the Gopher prospects for the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one thing that I want to see out of the Vikings with this year's NFL draft. Is take the best player available.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say this is because we have needs. We don't have a bunch of draft picks. Just take people that can be impactful players at the position that we need help at.
Even if it's Shedeur Sanders?
Not in round one.
You never know.
Why would we go back-to-back years taking a first-round quarterback? And quite frankly,
because technically we only have one right now.
So that's a first round pick.
Okay.
And on top of that, let me say this, and I'm not a hater. I think that all this at the last minute hating on Shedeur Sanders is out of control, which is ridiculous. But I've said this the entire year. I've never viewed Shedeur Sanders as like a top notch quarterback. Yeah. I just never like. He's accurate, but the strong arm thing, I'm kind of like, he doesn't have an overly strong arm. He's not really elusive. He takes a ton of sacks. I hope that he's good because I hate that people are just dissing him. Yeah, he's got swagger. Yes, he's a little bit arrogant. It's Deion's son, what you think?
And there's one caveat, and I want to get your thoughts on this.
Yeah, but the thing is that I don't see it.
The worry I think a lot of teams have with taking Sanders is, especially with it being the teams that are picking early, are if their head coaching situation doesn't work out, they're worried Deion might follow suit and try and go for that spot. What are your thoughts on that? Is there any legitimacy to
Deion
that being a worry?
Deion couldn't go after a job that's not offered to him.
I know. But you don't think he's going to be one of the top phone calls made if that's a possibility?
That would not play any part in my decision making.
Okay.
You can't think like that. Like, I don't think that any owner out there, multi-billionaire, should be concerned about Deion Sanders wanting a job if the coach, yeah. if things fall. Like that, I think that that's, they don't think like that.
Well, I can tell you
I think that's another, like, thrown out there to kind of ruffle the feathers and
I think there's one. There's one organization that I kind of know from personal experience with Baker, et cetera, that will make that mistake, and that's Cleveland. They don't care. Like they throw everything out there. They don't have a lot of moral fabric to their organizational moves that they do make. So, you know, I think that would be one team that would be that exception.
I just never really viewed Shedeur Sanders as a top five pick. I didn't. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that he shouldn't be drafted in the first round. I think he's clearly a first-round quarterback. I mean, he had a really good college football career.
Yes.
Do I think that he should have got his number retired at Colorado? No, I think that's ridiculous. It's insane. Hey, Cordell Stewart didn't even have his jersey retired.
Yes.
Cordell Stewart? Let's put Shedeur Sanders' jersey up in there. Actually, what did they win with Shedeur Sanders? What did they win? Nothing.
A couple of primetime games. A couple couple of endorsement deals.
So awkward.
You never know.
That's so awkward, dude.
Do you think Colorado's more on the map than when before they got there? I mean,
no question. Okay. Colorado had that fallen way off.
Yeah.
They weren't even relevant in college football. Now they're relevant. I'm not, but that's because of Travis Hunter and Shador and Deion.
Yeah.
Like Deion's, you know, like his personality, his swagger, his name recognition drew kids to Colorado.
Let it be known, Shador did not do this by his
himself,
even though he will tell you that he did not do this by himself.
He didn't. He didn't. By the way, if you go to Ruth's website, how many years did she say that she's been a psychic?
56.
She said 57.
57 or 57?
That shocks me because if you look at her photograph, I would not believe you.
Yeah, correct.
I don't. I think she's adding some years to her her expertise, because I don't.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
I'm dead serious.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah,
She doesn't look. I mean, what are we saying? Are we saying that she's like late 60s, 70s,
73?
I would not.
No.
At all. So yeah. So, what do you want to see happen? Pick 24. And we can be fluid with this. I'm just saying this before we get started, because by the time that we get into the 8 o'clock hour, we will see names off the board and stuff like that. Because the draft is, by the time that we come back and we have Andy Greeter on the show in about 10 or 12 minutes, we're going to have the first pick off the board, I would guess.
Yeah. I think
how many minutes is it between picks? Is it 10?
Something like that, okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
I think you need to go guard or tight. You need to find a replacement. I'm using air quotes, replacement for Darisaw. You need to get that void filled ASAP.
Why?
Just because it's.
What do you mean?
Because the injury. But the injury is my concern with that.
He's one of the highest paid left tackles in the National Football League. No. He got a monster deal. He's going to be just fine.
Okay.
I'm not worried.
I'd say go guard. I mean, there's
in the first
that 20-ish slot, like 20 through 29, is going to be very guard heavy, because those are people that are looking for guards early on in the draft.
Yeah, but who was the guard that we grabbed from Indianapolis? We grabbed Wolf Fry. It'll be interesting. Look, I'm not sitting here saying, I'm not shooting down what you're saying about offensive line.
Yeah.
We need a cornerback, I'll tell you that.
Yes, we do.
Best cornerback on the board. If there's a really good one, don't hesitate.
Yeah.
All right, 651-461-9226. We transition to talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. Minnesota United's having one heck of a season to start. And there's plenty of Gopher NFL draft picks.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles, as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates. candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Picks, or draft prospects, rather. We'll talk to him about that next year on The Lake Show. On The Lake.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.